We top the charts in entertainment, gossip, music, sports. Other radio stations are jealous. We are Unio 100.7 FM.
You should know you're listening to the Cruise Block Show with Tindy on 100.7 Unio FM.
The best music on air. 100.7 FM.
Maybe for a moment, it's a life that don't know. Two covers and no stop. One my video, I don't know. Party me, jaja. See me now, my own don't play. From my dream to Yankee, as I enter Giyama. My alma mater, you self, you can they wonder. Say, waiting, I go do. I don't meet the only father. It don't day my matter. If you say I don't feed do, I'm the now.
To be the new signee of DMW, talk about the Lady Morave with the song Magician, and she featured a record label boss talk about Davido on this particular song, and the name of the song is Magician. Came from a new EP, and the name of the EP is the Ravi EP that just dropped. And today is New Music Friday, in case you want to go check out all the songs that have dropped across all the listening platforms, you need to go check out that particular new EP by the Lady Morave. She's a signee of DMW, and just so you know, she has been named as the Apple Music Africa Rising Artist. She is doing an amazing job, and a lot of people are saying Leah is signed to DMW. But now, just so you know, Davido featured Morave on the Timeless album on the song In the Garden, and that was one of the new introduction on that particular album. Now, she was not the only artist that was featured on that particular album, but Davido featured her on the song In the Garden, and just few months after being featured on the Timeless album, she has dropped her own EP, and the name of that particular EP is called Ravi. The EP, you're welcome to the Cruise Block Show right here on this frequency. This is 100.7 Unio FM. This is your Friday companion, where I get to give you good music. Not just good music, I get to give you movies going into the weekend, because Friday is the end of this particular week. Yeah, you're going into Saturday, which is another weekend. If you're going into Saturday, you have to make sure you have things that would break your boredom, from music to movies to everything trending, all the dicey gist, and also the entertainment stories would be coming your way. And this is your Friday companion. I go by the name Jindy the Vibe Guard. On this particular episode of the Cruise Block Show on 100.7 Unio FM, we're making sure I push play on amazing songs that will tickle your fancy, just make you pumped up and lit, okay? And I hope you would not be going anywhere. The playlist for this particular show show, we have songs, new music coming in from the YBNL new signee. We have a song from the YBNL new signee, Send, and one of the songs we will be playing on the show today would be one of his new songs, and the name of the song is On My Mind. And we also have Joe Boy with a new song. We have the man Big Tony and Tenny, and also the man Lighter. All of them came with new music today, being New Music Friday. And talking about the man Big Tony, he has a challenge going on Instagram, and the name of that particular challenge is the Jaga Jaga Story. And for all the rappers, all the singers in Nigeria, you want to join that particular challenge, you just do well to join the challenge, and it's going amazingly well. It goes a long way to show us that Nigerians are so talented. Today on the show, I'll be riding solo. Yeah, last week I had Promzy. She joined me on the show and we talked about all the stories, all the entertainment stories together. But today I'll be riding solo on the show. Now let's kickstart the show with the first story on the show. I told you that Morave is named as the new Apple Music Africa Rising artist. And Morave is the latest Apple Music Africa Rising recipient, okay? She got that particular word. Apple Music announced the latest featured artist in its Africa Rising Artist Development Program. And she is the Afropop singer and songwriter. And she goes by the name Morave. Now she says she's feeling super blessed and thankful to have been chosen as the Rising artist for November. She tells Apple Music, I remember growing up and being inspired by other amazing women in music. To think that now I get a chance to inspire someone else, another young girl, is surreal. My upcoming debut project, the Ravi EP, is very dear to me and I can't wait for you all to hear it in spatial audio. Thank you all for the love. And she is born in River State, Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Morave was influenced by the city and the culture of music that permeates its makeup. Now, coming from Port Harcourt gives you a different kind of confidence, a different kind of vibe. She tells Apple Music, I write songs with the intent of inspiring people to feel all the feels, dance, love, motivation. Music is my way of connecting with people and in turn helping them connect with another. Well, Morave began dabbling in music by using gospel songs as a canvas and then adding her own twist by incorporating instrumentals from secular tracks. It was during the lockdown that she began to share videos of herself singing covers, growing her audience while attracting the attention of some big industry names. One of those names was global Africa superstar Davido. After signing to Davido's label DMW in early 2023, Morave made her debut on a track called In the Garden of Davido Sandler's album. Now, the song quickly went viral and Morave's social media followers exploded overnight with many new fans eager to know when she would drop her own music. Now, a highly anticipated debut release, the Ravi EP drop, and is available to stream on all the streaming platforms in spatial audio. And it is a tour de force five-track exhibition of Morave's ability to seemingly weave together multiple genres from dance to reggae to highlife to Afropop. So in case you've not checked out that particular EP, you should go check it out. And coming in here, you just need to understand that the lady, the BB Niger winner, talk about Finner, issues a statement apologizing for abortion controversy. So ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened. She went on a podcast and actually said that every woman at some point in her life has committed abortion, and a lot of people came on a matter. And she came out recently to apologize about what she said. Yeah, which some people would say, okay, we have actually forgiven you, but please don't say that again. And also coming in from the entertainment scene, the man Joe Boy drops a new single titled Only God Can Save Me. And he announces a date for his new EP. Yeah, he's actually going to drop a new EP. Now the thing is, it's only been 5 months since the release of his critically acclaimed sophomore album Boy and Soul, which helped him break 3 billion total streams. But now global music sensation and Nigerian pop star Joe Boy is not resting on his laurels and is ready to go again. He wants to drop a new EP. He dropped an extended play just 5 months ago, and the name of that particular album was called Body and Soul. Alongside the new single, the award-winning musician is excited to announce the forthcoming release of his sophomore EP and second project of 2023, and that particular project, it's titled Body, Soul and Spirit, and it's gonna arrive on the 17th of November. Just so you know, he is signed to Empower Africa, the record label of Mr. Easy, and as the title suggests, Joe Boy Body, Soul and Spirit EP is picking up exactly where he left on his Body and Soul album, with the upcoming EP Seren as the perfect antithesis to the recently released album. So feeding off the emotional undertones of the last song of the Body and Soul album, Halle, where he was troubled, unhappy, and looking to God and family for soccer, Joe Boy carries forward this interception with the new EP's lead single. Now, the lead single to this particular EP is the song he dropped today, being Friday, and the name of that particular song is Only God Can Save Me. And that particular track was produced by Debo X. Okay, this heartfelt track is an embodiment of an age-old saying, let go and let God. And it was over a mood synth and dark piano arrangement and looming drum patterns. And Joe Boy delved deep into the realization that humans are fallible and can often leave us disappointed. So in case you've not checked out that track, you should go check it out. Coming in from the singer, Bella Schmuder, he said he has not been happy for days as he still mourns his friend Mo Bad. So some of us that saw Flow with Carti is on YouTube. Carti is a YouTuber. She posted a video of Bella Schmuder putting a call through to Mo Bad. If you go on Bella Schmuder's Instagram page, is still using Mo Bad's picture as his cover picture. Okay, so a lot of people are still mourning. Ladies and gentlemen, Bella Schmuder is still mourning because Mo Bad was so close to him. The man Benson, that was formerly known as Buju. There's a playlist that is coming from Apple Music and it's called the Christmas Playlist. So on this particular playlist, the man Benson will be featured alongside Elevation Worship and Coco Jones, okay? Because Apple Music has unveiled the line for the Carole cover for the 2023 Christmas playlist. Carole cover is back again with a new lineup of exclusive to Apple Music holiday songs, reimagined by some of the contemporary music most impactful artists, plus an additional classical Carole covered playlist, highlighting beautiful new versions of carols and festive songs performed by top classical artists, okay? And Buju is one of the persons on that particular playlist, just so you know. And talking about the man Shehi Vibes, we've had a lot of Afrobeat albums that have dropped this year, 2023, but Shehi Vibes' Billion Dollar Baby is the longest number one album of 2023. Shehi Vibes' debut album, Billion Dollar Baby, continues to shine 1 year after its release. A year ago, Shehi Vibes released Billion Dollar Baby, and it was tagged a trailblazer who carries the torch and guides those who find sellers in his narrative. So driven by an unwavering pursuit of realizing his full potential, the project not only granted him that opportunity, but also acted as a conduit for expanding his artistic horizon. So that particular album is still trending at number one, and it's one of the high-charted albums in 2023. It still remains number one. And also coming in here from the platform X, formerly known as Twitter, we have seen what is playing out between Bibi Niger, Fina and Princess as they exchange insults on Twitter over abortions. We've been having heated fight on Twitter, but now it is between the Big Brother alumni Fina and Princess as they exchange word over the former's controversial take on abortion. Now, Fina came out to say that every woman at some point committed abortion. Most people were saying that she was just generalizing the whole thing, okay? You'd have just said yourself, but she went on to generalize it. But now she's having an issue on heated exchange with Princess, who did not buy that particular take, okay? And now to all the movie lovers, we've had the movie festival known as the AFRI, and for this particular year, a new movie known as Green Fever. The movie is called A Green Fever, and it is a crime drama, and now the movie is set to be premiered at AFRI 2023. That particular movie is by the Nigerian director and screenwriter Taiwo Ogunjobi. He announces that the screening of his latest movie, A Green Fever, would be premiered on the AFRI 2023. It's going to be a very big movie festival because Desmond Elliott, Kate Henshaw are one of the juries at this year's festival of the AFRI. And now we've been having a lot of issues with our Nollywood veterans. First of all, the first person was Mr. Ibu, and now we're having the news coming in here from Amaechi Muonagor, the veteran Nollywood actor. He is paralyzed and cannot walk. It's seriously a big problem to see some of those big legends who made our childhood fun, okay? They made our childhood fun. It's seriously sad to see them this way now that we've actually grown up to be adults. So at this point, we can just give our prayers and our support to those people who can give help. They can actually reach out and do the rest they can do, because yeah, we actually need to see these people back, because they made our childhood to be fun. It was fun for you growing up to watch the likes of Mr. Ibu, Nkemo Wo, and Michi Munagoi, but now this man are sick and they need help, okay? So the Nigerians that can do their best to help them should also do that to help them. And now we're gonna go into the football segment. Saturday we're gonna have big matches in the Premier League, also across La Liga. What are your predictions for your team? Talking about Chelsea, talking about Barcelona, talking about Real Madrid, talking about Arsenal. Which of the teams are you supporting? Okay, go on our Facebook page at Unity 100.7 FM and get to drop your comments. I just made a post on there. Which of the teams do you see winning with 2-0 or 3-0? Which of the teams do you see your team winning from 3 goals upward? Just go there and make your comment and tell me what you think, okay? We're gonna go back on a short music break. And going back on a short music break, I wanna play you a song. And this particular song is coming in from Joe Boy. And the name of the song is Only God Can Save Me. Coming from, yeah, he wanna drop a new EP. He told us that he's gonna drop a new EP. And this is a lead track of that particular EP. So this is the song Only God Can Save Me by Joe Boy, playing right here on your Friday Company Earn. And this has to be the Cruise Block Show. And I go by the name Jindy the Vibe God. In case you're just tuning in, you've not missed any bit of the show. When we come back, we're going straight to the movie segment. I'm gonna give you a movie recommendations that will take you into the weekend. What you can watch on Saturday and just break bottom. Just get popcorns. In case you're going back home, just get popcorn so that when I give you those movie recommendations, on Saturday, you just lay on your couch with your popcorn and your TV switched on, then you watch this movie. This is Joe Boy with a song, Only God Can Save Me. Please don't go anywhere. When we return, we go straight into the movie's suggestion segment. And also, just so you know, we have an exclusive interview right here on the show, and you wouldn't want to miss it, okay? You wouldn't want to miss it.
100.7 FM.
My eye did red, many things from my head, many things from my plate, that is scratch pie pie. Trouble come any day, I know they panic, oh, I know they fear. Why they won't catch my check, when they know follow me sweat, that shit so wet. I know they like to pretend, what you see is what you get, oh yeah yeah. If I dead down, I will go leave me, oh. If I did it alone, I will go chat me, oh. Is she my friend only in good times? Say you go there when I'm not fine. If you don't go there when it's one time, no go see your face on my sunshine. If I dead down, I will go leave me up. If I did it alone, I will go chat me up. Is she my friend only in good times? Say you go there when I'm not fine. If you don't go there when it's one time, no go see your face on my sunshine. Only God can save me. Only God can save me. Save me, no forsake me. Tiwa pale me, magic God he be. I don't know we thought, and I know go far. I know be perfect person, but I did give my all. Oh. If I did down, I would go leave me up. If I did it alone, I would go chat me up. Is my friend only in good times? Say you go there when I'm not fine. If you don't go there when it's one time, no go show your face on my sunshine. If I dead down, I will go leave me, oh. If I did it all, I will go chat me, oh. Is my friend only in good times? Say you go there when I'm not fine. If you don't go there when it's one time, no go show your face on my sunshine. Only God can save me. Only God can save me. Trust nobody, oh. Only God can save me. Only God can save me. Only God can save me. Only God can save me.
This This is the More Music, More Talk radio station, Uni 100.7 FM, and this is your Friday company on the Cruise Block Show on this frequency. I just played you a song from Joe Boy, and the name of the song is Only God Can Save Me, okay? Whatever is happening right now in your life, you just have to let go and let God. That's one of the general theme of that particular song. So right here, this is the movie segment, okay? And I'm gonna give you three Nigerian movies recommendation for your delight this weekend. You definitely don't want to miss out what your favorite actors have in store for you. Now, this weekend, there are three exciting titles you don't want to miss, and it will be available for your streaming delight on various platforms. With the need to relax from the weekday stress, a trip to the cinema or streaming content online might just be the right magic for you. These three movies are titles you definitely want to tick on your list of great titles to watch this month. Now, first on the list is Adire, written by Jagnate Opukemi. It tells the story of a young female fashion entrepreneur played by Kehinde Bankole, who has a dark past of being a sex worker and must now contend with its consequences as she seeks to set up a new business. Now, directed by Ode Oluwawu, also known as Captain Dexy, the cast include Femi Branch, Kelechi Ugbege, Funayo Rami, Ibrahim Charter, Yemi Black. We also have Ivion Jegede, we have Lizzie J, we have Mike Afolari, we have Tommy Ojo, we have Damiola Ogunsi, we also have Onyi Odokore, we also have Ifanyi Kalu, and also the comedian Lagi Wasabi. And it's currently showing in cinemas nationwide in case you want to catch the particular movie. And going on to the second one, we have Bad Boys and Bridesmaids. The movie is a romantic comedy movie written by Shehi Baba Tope and Temi Tope Bolade and Dichi Onwunwa. Now, this follows the lives of high school lovebirds who set out to carry out their destination wedding with other schoolmates. Now, the little reunion births unexpected drama and hidden secrets to come to life. The movie features Ademola Adeoyin, Elozonam Obubolo, we have Nengi Hamson, we have Idir Essen, we have DKD, and also we have Mai Atafo. Now, for following its successful run at the cinema in 2021, Bad Boys and Bridesmaid has secured a deal that would allow it to commence streaming on Prime Videos. So grab your popcorn as you enjoy this unraveling story in the comfort of your home this weekend. Now, last one on the list is Mini Laws of the Streets, produced and directed by Richard Omoz Iboyi. It's the story of a lady trying to navigate an unjust society where her mother gets killed. It unveils a gripping menace of organ harvesting and trafficking in the society. The cast includes Daniel Temefiong, Iriti Durley, Shegun Arinze, Priscilla Okpara, Ayo Adesanya, and Kevin Ikeduba. Now, for this movie, you would have to take a trip out of your home as it's only available at cinemas across the nation. Now, let's talk about this trending movie on Netflix. We have to talk about the origin. Madam Koi Koi is set for the second chapter release. Just a few weeks ago, the first chapter was released, and it's called The Origin of Madam Koi Koi. It's actually very interesting. I saw the trailer on YouTube. If you want to binge or want to stream it, just go and stream it on the platforms you stream your movie. Now, it is the Netflix horror title, The Origin. They are set to drop the next chapter soon. This intriguing story is a two-part film with its other half on its way, following the debut of the first part on October 31st, 2023. Now, the movie is written by J. Franklin Jatubo and Dale Falola. Now, The Origin tells the story of a dark spirit that reawakens after being forgotten for decades to seek vengeance on a community that must pay the ultimate price. Now, puzzled by the death of three people in the town, two inspectors played by Daemi Okanlawon and Baj Adebula. Now, they go out to seek answers and soon get mixed up in the drama. So, it's probably kind of a crime and a horror title. So, in case you want to go see it, so just do well to go see it. Now, the setting was between 1971 and 1991. Now, the Madam Koi Koi story has already risen to the number one most watched Nigerian movie on Netflix, with Ma Getting Cold following closely behind. Now, the second installment of The Origin is scheduled to premiere on November 7, 2023, and you have to go watch the teaser in case you want to find something that will motivate you to see the movie when it drops. Okay, we have to go back on a short music break because this is the Motok, Mo Music Station, and you're talking about 100.7 Unio FM. The next song on the list is a song, and it's coming from Victoni. And the name of the song is No Joke by Victoni. So please don't go anywhere. When we return, we are going straight into the interview segment. And for the interview segment, we have a painter, and she's going to tell us a story of how she started painting, the passion, the greed, the failures, every bit of it right here on the show. So I hope you don't go anywhere. Just stay with us. This is 100.7 Unio FM, and this is the Cruise Block Show, your Friday companion, with your amiable and entertaining host, Jindy the Vibe God. Please stay with us.
Time, boy, I don't run out of weight. Fight to get back on the weight. I lost my mind. I'ma go find it again. Yeah, I'ma find it again. I say, what happened to me? I don't went out of your league. I'm worried, got that CV. I wear my heart on my sleeves now. Hard to get back on my feet. Yeah. BBS diamonds, I'm free. Yeah, tell my mama I no longer run from my problems. Toe to toe with demons, it's a threesome, I evolve. I just go and get it, it's a sneak up, not a robbery. This is not a, yeah, this is not a, yeah. Tell my mama I no longer run from my problems. Toe to toe with demons, it's a threesome, I evolve. I just go and get it, it's a sneak up, not a robbery. Taking off a pennies, only time I be on my knees. Bon appetit, I could do this in my sleep. Pick the pussy on my teeth. Bon appetit, I could do this in my sleep. Pick the pussy on my teeth. I say, what happened to me? I don't went out of your league. I'm worried, got that CV. I wear my heart on my sleeves now. I took it back on my feet. BBS diamonds, I'm free.
Your expected destination. You come across a lot of persons from all walks of life, but what is that thing that connects us all? What is it that eases your stress?
A beautiful afternoon and welcome to Unio 100.7 FM.
Search no further and listen to cool music to free your mind on Unio 100.7 FM.
The best music
on air.
100.7 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive
radio.
Your radio's up.
This is
Unio FM.
Know you're rocking.
100.7.
Turn it up.
Drop it like this.
100.7 FM.
We have all the hits.
It's the only station I listen to.
The hit music station.
The number one hit music station.
I absolutely love your show.
Oh my gosh, I won!
You're
Unio Radio!
Only the
best is clean up.
Tenny with the song Malaika playing right here on your Friday company and the Cruise Block Show on Union 100.7 FM. You're welcome back to the show. And this is the second phase of this particular show, the Cruise Block. And on this particular phase of the show, last week we had a cruise topic and it was the great food debate. We had the Gary and the bread conversation. We decided to rank two of this food by placing it side by side. And we had a Vox Pop. We went to the University of Yo and we met students to choose which of this food they would go for if the budget is tight. And some of the people I interviewed and recorded the Vox Pop with, some of them went for Gary and most of them went for bread. But today on the second phase of the Cruise Block Show, I'm going to have an exclusive interview. In the University of Yale, the Department of Fine Art, they had an art exhibition in the university and I went around because I wanted to go record Vox Pop. But when I got to the exhibition center, I met a few people. But one of the ladies I met, yeah, she spoke well and the receptions he gave to us was quite amazing because most of the times journalists like us, people don't get to receive us so well the way she did. When I told her I came here to do some stuff, she told us everything we wanted to hear. And her name is Freedom Job. She's a penter from River State. She's a final year student of the Department of Fine Art and she's an amazing penter. I saw some of her works on display and it was amazing. We had a brief chat that particular day. But ladies and gentlemen, she is here in the studio with me. And first of all, before I bring her, the audience members would have to give her a round of applause. So ladies and gentlemen, make welcome Freedom Joke.
First of all, Freedom, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So I want to ask you about the art exhibition. How was it?
It was amazing.
Just give us a brief narrative of how it turned out, how people came around, what they did, and what led to the exhibition.
Our exhibition is a normal, it's part of a school curriculum. It's a course that we have to complete in our final year. And this is the first time we're having such number for our art exhibition. Yeah, it turned out great. It was interesting, unlike other sets that had passed. Yeah, and I really enjoyed everything. I enjoyed the company, made new friends, got new contacts, and some of my works were purchased.
I want to go in deep into the industry you're specialized in. You've been a painter. I would love to know, for how many years have you been a painter?
Okay, we start specializing in year 3. So it's been like 2 years.
Growing up as a child, what prompted you? Did you just grow up as a child and you started painting, or at some point in your life or in your teenage years, you were like, I want to be a painter? Or you saw someone do it and were like, okay, I want to be a painter. I want to be like that person.
My story is not one of those that starts with dream come true. When I was little, I actually wanted to study medicine, but I got a shift and some people were like, you can draw. My sister really emphasized on, you can draw, you should join fine and industrial art. And I was like, is there something like that? And she took me to the department. We walked around. It was actually during when I wanted to write JAMB that I got a change of course, and I changed everything. I would find arts in JAMB. And yeah, that was it. Then I just started. I didn't get the admission at first, so I did a certificate program for 1 year before we started painting. She took me to a studio popularly known in this Uyo, it's Papasino Gallery at Ikotepene Road. So I went there and I started learning how to draw and paint little by little. After the certificate program, I started school proper. That was year 1. Yeah. I got admission to direct entry.
Do you have a role model? Because most times people say in everything you do, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a journalist, you want to be a painter. You have someone in that field you idolize, you hold of high esteem. Who is your role model? Who do you have a role model as a painter?
Okay, as I started, my boss, his name is Mr. George Ogbonna. He's really good at painting. He really portrays realism, and whatever is given to him to, he comes out with a very good work. So yeah, he's my first role model in Nigeria. Then if we want to go online and check one or two people that I really admire their works, Paulina Bright, she's really good with watercolor painting, and I really like her flow, her works. They are unique and they are different. Her style is different and beautiful.
And now you've been painting. You said you started specializing in your 300 level as a student. So now I want to know, how has the journey been? If you want to tell someone about, just sit and tell me your story. How's it been? Is it encouraging? Do you at some point consider, okay, maybe it would have ended this way? Because there's this Ghanaian singer, he goes by the name Shatta Wale. So recently in an interview, he came out to say that one of the biggest regrets he has is not becoming a lawyer, but he's doing well as a singer. So now I want to ask you about the journey. Is there at any point you have regrets about the path you decided to follow?
Okay, for regrets, I don't think I really regret following this path. I don't actually. I think I would have regretted being a medical doctor. Yeah, I feel my peace with every brush stroke. Actually, I wasn't free at some point. Yeah. I was always calculating everything because I'm this kind of person that calculates it and everything I do, make a schedule, stuff like that. But like, I was so strong holding my brushes and my pen. And my boss kept telling me, free yourself. Like, my name wasn't working for me at the moment.
Yeah.
So I started, when I went for IT in my 400 level first semester, I started to realize that I needed to free myself a little. I wasn't getting the exact thing I needed. The colors weren't blending. Everything was just going wrong. And sometimes I'm walking on the road, I'm like, no, there's something wrong. What will I fix? What will I put? And my boss kept telling me, just free yourself. Just free yourself. Whenever I'm painting, he's just like, free yourself. Don't ask me any questions.
Yeah.
And I started doing this. But during my time for the IT program, that I didn't get to the level he was trying to put me on. So at a certain stage, I started preparing for my exhibition. So after everything started coming to place. I barely asked him questions and my works were improving. First of all, it's about the person's mindset. It's about how free you have to let go of some things for you to actually get what you want. So I had to let go of my so strong will to achieve something and just free myself at a certain level. Just let the colors flow. Let my mind just be free. Like, nothing should be on my mind.
Yeah.
Should just do what I need to do. So, yeah.
In this part of the world, in the city of Yokuo Ibom State, most people complain about, for example, I've had a chat with music artists in the city, and they say that it's hard for people to actually appreciate what they're doing, to appreciate their art. Now, I want to ask you, how has it been, the appreciation of your craft in this part of the world? Would you say it's encouraging enough to keep doing it? There are times people listen to me like, are you an OAP in the city? No, your works are not meant to be here. You should at least be in the city of Lagos, Abuja, or even outside Nigeria. Have you heard people tell you this, that, okay, the art appreciation in this part of the world is less encouraging, that you should at least pack up and leave Akwa Ibom?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. I've heard it a lot from a lot of people. Art appreciation here is a very low percent, but there are this certain people. They have the interest, but their finance is not really encouraging. And when we do this work, we put value into what we are doing. So when you don't get the value rate at the same level from their finance and stuff, and the way they talk or speak about it, you tend to feel bad and not be encouraged. I've also heard people say that if you don't make people appreciate what you do in the place you are, it's an opportunity for you to create this appreciation, to make them value what you do. So yeah, I feel art can work here. Everywhere started from somewhere.
Yeah.
Even Lagos, it started from somewhere outside other states where they appreciate. We have to make a way to make people value what we do here.
Yeah.
But at a certain level, you just have to find what works for you. Staying here might work. Going out and bringing back that value might also work. I think it's a personal decision. So.
When we first met at their art gallery, this question I asked you, I said, is this your space? You took me to your corner. I was like, all these things, all these works, all this painting is yours. You were like, yes, it's mine. I was like, okay, have you ever considered leaving you, like going to Lagos State? And there's a reply you gave to me. Like, I'm going to ask it again. Have you ever considered leaving the city? Because what I saw, you could. Have you at any point considered, okay, I want to leave Akwa Ibom, I want to explore the places and see what that place has for me? Yeah. Have you ever considered trying other places?
I've considered it. And there's one thing about me, I don't like staying in a particular place for a very long time.
Yeah.
I think I'm this adventure kind of person. So yes, I would really love to go out, explore, check other people's art styles, build mine, and I could come back once or twice. But moving out, yes, I think that is definitely part of my plan.
What is your toughest job ever? A job you did and I was like, if I'm done with this job, I would never in my life do it again. What is your toughest job ever?
Okay, when it comes to art, I don't think I've really had the toughest job.
Yeah.
I always look out for what I can do. But there are some things that most people have done that I, in my level, have not really done. When it comes to mural paintings, I've not done mural paintings. But I do what is within my reach and what is within my delivery. So yeah, I do drawings. It was just one time when I was really starting up, I did a very big drawing, and the framing and everything, it cost me a lot. I was like, if this person accepts this work, even me myself, I would have not accepted that work. But the person was like, it's fine, it's good, thank you very much. And sometimes I don't expect, I'm really good and I'm used to criticism, so I don't really expect people to appreciate my work, but I'm still learning how to accept what I do.
There's this thing about people's creative processes. So people see theirs as hobbies. Most people see their creative processes as worship. Now, this is a question I ask most creative. What your creative process like? Is it worship to you? Is it something you dedicate your time and energy, everything to? Or is it something you just feel like, okay, whenever I want to go do it, it's always there in me. I can just go there. It just like, it's a hobby. It lives in here. So when I want to do it, I'll just go do it. So is it a worship to you or is it a hobby? Your creative process? How is it to you?
I've never seen my art as a hobby. I actually saw it as something I couldn't do. I had a friend when I was little. She always draws very well. And I tried to imitate her one way or the other, and my own ends up being like a funny process. So as I started school and I put my mind to it, it gave me this therapy. I would say it became a therapy for me at a certain level. Sometimes when I'm ill and I go back into creating, I tend to get myself back faster, recover faster than I would have usually done. So I figured out that art could be, it's something that I just started doing, something I love doing, but like I didn't see it at the first push.
If you're looking at all your paintings so far, all the drawings you've made so far, and someone tells you to pick the best of your work, because for us creatives, sometimes it's very hard to pick your best work. At times I listen to my recordings, we're like, okay, this one was better, it should have been my best. But again, I'm doing something else the next time, I'm like, okay, this one is best. Then trying to pick my best, I end up picking nothing. If someone asks you, what's your best work ever? Which one would you pick?
From all those works.
Oh, from all the paintings, of all the drawings, from all the art you've created, which is your best work ever?
There are so many, we know. There are so many works I really like. But if I want to go towards what people preferred, I would say they preferred a waterfall that I did.
Yeah.
I titled it Flow. That was the first time I was ever using that medium to paint. I was just trying to cover a space, but people really appreciated the work a lot. And I was like, seriously, am I supposed to venture into this style? And I'm still thinking about the whole process and stuff like that. But from my own perspective, I really do like drawings. So there was one work I made. I titled it Elegant Magnum Opus. Magnum Opus is a Latin word which means masterpiece or craft, art craft. Yeah. So I made that drawing based on, I just did the drawing because I really liked the photography. The photography was done by Liz Steele. She's a phonographer, but like she does photography too. And yeah, I liked the work. It brought out a lot. I took a lot of time to detail it. I took a lot of time. Like it took me months to create that work, and I actually framed it. So it defines ladies that work their crafts, and yeah, the elegance they put, the beauty they put in what they create. It's not just a drawing. It's like a personal discovery, and another thing, appreciation of what they do also. Yeah, that is what I will call it. But there are some other works that I also like.
If you should see a teenager or young person who wants to venture into your field, who wants to do the same thing you're doing. I was at home one day, then there's this young girl that lives close to where I stay. She was talking about how she wants to pursue a career in journalism, that she loves radio personalities. And she didn't really know that she's living close to one. So I heard how passionate she was talking about what she wants to do when she's in school, university, and how it can be easy. And when she said how it can be easy, I was just like, okay, probably this is what we thought when we were small. And now we're living the reality and we're seeing it as something that is very hard. So I was like, I wanted to talk to her, but I was like, maybe I should allow her go through her own, because everyone has to go through their trial and error processes. You try this one, it didn't work. You try the next one until you find what works for you. So now if you see a young person, a teenager probably, who wants to venture into your field, what is one advice you would give to the person?
I'm not really good with advices though, but if I see someone who wants to become a painter, who wants to do art, I would first of all ask the person whether that is really what he wants to do. I will not say there is any occupation, but any career goal that is easy to pursue. No one is easy to pursue, but your mind has to be in what you want to achieve. You have to have a specific goal and somewhere you need to be. Do you see it as something that if you have kids, you will be able to use it and cater for them? Do you see it as something that if you have one or two shifts, you're just going to venture into something else? Is your mind made of? Like, what exactly is driving you, your parents or yourself? So yeah, I would ask those questions, and I actually do let people figure out themselves, because yeah, I think that's much better, you figure out yourself. I actually did a drawing where I titled it Finding Myself. In that drawing, her faces were different directions, and yeah, she tried different things, she tried different methods, and I've actually gone through that process. So most of my works are actually self-discovery. Yeah, she tried different methods to define herself, to choose what she wants to do. So I'm not limiting anybody to my process. You actually have to find your process.
I talk to most people about dreams and passion. I come to the conclusion that if I should see my 6-year-old self, I should go back in time and have a word with that myself, with all the things I've seen now, with everything I know now, That's something I would tell my six-year-old self with everything I've seen. Sometimes we're in a place where we have clarity of what would happen 10 years from now. Or let's not say 10 years from now, 2 years from now. With everything happening right now, the present state, you might likely have clarity of what would happen in 2 years to come. And then with that knowledge, what is one advice you would give if you should have a chance to go back in time and talk to your six-year-old self? What would you tell her?
I would have actually told her, first of all, to start loving herself, one, and believe in what she can produce. I was really, really backward. I was really not seeing myself. I was really not loving myself. That confidence wasn't there, and accepting growth too is something that is really hard. So yeah, I would tell her to accept growth, love herself, and keep creating.
Keep creating. So ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in, this is 100.7 Unio FM, and you're tuned into your Friday company. This is Cruise Block Show with the ever entertaining Jindy, and right here in the studio is an exclusive interview with a penta. Her name is Freedom Job. She's a penta, and in case you've not seen her works, okay, you need to see it. And she came on the show to tell us a story about her journey into the world, what she ventured into. And in case you just came in right now, you're late already, but in case you would love to listen to the story, it will be out on Spotify. Yeah, the show would be out on Spotify. To those of you that just tuned in now, you would love to hear her voice. She sounds a bit like this YouTuber. Her name is Corti EO. I don't even know about Corti. You sound like Corti. You should go check out Corti. You sound a bit like Corti. So ladies and gentlemen, this is where we call it a wrap on this exclusive interview right here on the Cruise Block Show. I'm going to go back on the show music break. When I come back, I will get to give you more stories coming from the entertainment scene, and I hope you don't go anywhere. I remain Zindy the Vibe God, and the next song I'm going to push play on is from this particular man, and his name is Lighter. When he left YBNL, a lot of people said a whole lot of stuff, but now he came back and dropped a new song, and the name of this particular song is Butterfly. Today is New Music Friday. Yeah, it's New Music Friday, in case you've not checked out some of the amazing songs, because every Friday morning I wake up knowing fully well that this new song's dropping, this new movie's dropping. I'll probably stumble in one thing that will make me happy. I'm always pumped up and lit. The name of this particular song from Lighter is Butterfly, and due to the nature of the conversation I had on the interview, I'm going to dedicate this song to Freedom Job. The name of this particular song is Butterfly. So Freedom, it's good to have you on the show. Your final words to the listeners?
I hope you find your peace.
Yeah.
And you find your creativity in everything you do. Appreciate yourself.
Yeah.
And be confident in what you're creating. Thank you very much.
In case you're driving and you're thinking about everything, just, she said, just be confident, just love yourself, and be confident in what you do. So that's a word for me, a note to me right here in the studio, and to you listening to us right now. This is Lighter with a Soul Butterfly playing right here on the Cruise Block Show with 100.7 Unio FM. Don't go anywhere.
Feel like I go need some guideline. Shawty got me wasting time now. It doesn't mean. You wasting time, it doesn't mean. So no yaw I go there, mo bet to today. Shy you go there, you go there. Now love how they play, oh. No be today, oh. Now why you they hire me, they hire me.
100.7 FM.
You're still tuned into your Mo Talk Mo Music Station. This is 100.7 Unio FM. I just played you a song from the man Lighter, and the name of that particular song is Butterfly. You're welcome back to the show. You're still listening to your Friday company, and this is the Cruise Block Show with Jindy the Vibe Guard. And there is a news that just came in, but I just want to let you know that I just completed an exclusive interview with a painter. Yes, she decided to come around today on the Cruise Block Show, and we had an exclusive interview. The last time we had an exclusive interview on the Cruise Block Show was with a spoken word artist, but today we had a painter, and she's one of the beautiful ladies I met at the art exhibition. She also happened to be a painter and one of the best you would ever find in the city. And now there is a news coming in from the world of painting. It looks like Nigeria might have a new Guinness World Record holder, and it happens to be Lola Mewu, as she broke the Guinness World Record for longest painting marathon. Now, Nigerian artist Lola Mewu sought to break the Guinness World Record for the longest time spent painting, and she has achieved this great feat. Now, from Saturday, October 28, 2023 to Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, Lola Mewu painted different artworks, some of which have already been auctioned. At exactly 4:30 on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, Lola Mewu dropped a painting brush after reaching the 82 hours mark in the beating of the previous record holder Roland Palmat of France, who painted 60 paintings in 60 hours. Many of Lola's painting features throwback from childhood, like playing in class, visiting a call center, and looking out at the window. Nigerian dancer and fellow Guinness World Records attempter Kaffi called in to encourage Lola. We also had influencers like Sasuke and Ade herself, who were also in attendance to support her. For me and all the staffs right here at Union 100.7 FM, we say a huge congratulations to Lola for achieving this great feat. And also talking football, one of the biggest matches in the EPL would be happening on Sunday, and it would be between Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur. Now, you've seen Chelsea play three London derbies. They played against Arsenal, they played against Brentford, and on Sunday they'll be playing against Tottenham Hotspur, and it would be a London derby. So, ladies and gentlemen, what would be your prediction? Because Tottenham Hotspur and Arsenal are the only teams playing on in the Premier League. They're the only teams that are unbeaten in the Premier League. Arsenal will be playing against Newcastle, and Chelsea will be playing against Tottenham Hotspur. Which of this team would end their unbeaten run? Would it be Arsenal or Tottenham Hotspur? Because a lot of people have written Chelsea off entering this particular game. So what would happen leading to this particular game? Would Chelsea emerge the winner of that derby, or would it be in favor of Tottenham Hotspur? Against Arsenal, Chelsea played a 2-2 draw to when Arsenal equalized late, but he played a 2-2 draw. Some of the Chelsea fans were not actually happy with that particular result. Away from that, let's go to the international scene. American couple escaped death penalty after pleading guilty to maltreating Ugandan boy. Now, most people are shouting on X, formerly known as Twitter, that racism is still something in the West. Okay, most people are saying they should have undergone the death penalty, and most people are saying at least they accepted the fact that they maltreated the Ugandan boy. And people are saying, is it a crime to be black? Is it a crime to come from Africa? So that's a question most people are asking. Also, away from that, Israel's defense forces continue expanding ground attack in Gaza. And most of the people interested in world politics, this has been one of the issues happening, the Israel and Gaza war. And a lot of people have died, a lot have been injured, but it's still ongoing. Few months ago, there was a clip circulating on social media of the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Bola Tinubu, where he said, allow the poor to breathe, don't suffocate them. Now, he came out to say that poverty is not a shameful thing, but it's not just acceptable. President Tinubu tells Nigerians, admit Biden has shipped. President Bola Tinubu has stated that poverty is not shameful, but it's unacceptable, while speaking against the background of the rising inflation, increasing cost of living, acute hunger, and rising level of poverty and hardship in Nigeria. Tinubu, who said this at the closing ceremony of a three-day cabinet retreat, which took place in the State House Conference Center, Abuja, said that a check of everyone's history would show that there is a trace of poverty in it. The president therefore tasked members of his cabinet and other top management staff of the civil service to work together, change the narrative of Nigeria, and bring economic prosperity to the country. So a lot of people are saying, a few months ago, you said that they should allow the poor to breathe and not suffocate them. But now you're coming out to say that poverty is not shameful, but it's not just acceptable. So what should we do? So ladies and gentlemen, this is where we close the curtains right here on this episode of the Cruise Block Show on Union 100.7 FM. This is your Friday companion where we give you good music, good movies, all the gist coming in from the foreign scene, entertainment, music, and also the metro news. Every bit of the news coming your way. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end the show with a song, and this particular song is from Justin Bieber, and the name of the song is Ghost. This particular song came from the Justice album by Justin Bieber. The reason why I'm playing this particular song is because this month we celebrated the All Souls Day, yeah, and it's a commemoration of all the faithful departed. It is a day of prayer and remembrance for the faithful departed, and it's mostly observed by Christians. So if you lost someone, probably your mom or your dad or your sibling, and you remember the person, this particular song is to suit your heart. I remind you that they crossed a bridge that you cannot follow, but whatever happens in life or that, you will still have them in your heart, okay? And this particular song would also go to someone like Bella Schmuder, who is still mourning the date of the artist Mobad, okay? Because they were very close friends. So this is where I end the show. I remain Jindy the Vibe God, your ever entertaining host of the Cruise Block Show. Keep it a debt with me next week. And in case you tune in late to listen to the show, it's not late for you, okay? Next week, Friday, I will still be here. The show would be available on Spotify to those of you that miss the show. Okay, so do well not to miss it next week Friday, okay? Yeah, do well not to miss it next week Friday. And to those of you who are handing out the tickets for a cruise ride, yeah, you can just take your tickets back home. We will do this again next week, but with a new ticket, actually. We want to do it with a new ticket, not the old ticket, okay? So do well to take good care of yourself. Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly. Gamble responsibly. If you're one of those horse bands on Twitter having all those whiz, please return to your family. If you have one, if you don't have one, go back home and sleep so you don't pour someone's oil, okay? So this is Ghost by Justin Bieber playing right here on your Motown Mode Music Radio Station 100.7 Union FM. Do well to stay tuned for the rest of the broadcast.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. That I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. Thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't be borrowed. I'd leave it all behind if I could follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you.
settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy.
Start your day with us every day. Stay all day long on Uniyo 100.7 FM, the workstation.